Dear students, as I sit down to speak this podcast, it occurs to me that it is probably a guaranteed, surefire bet that you all have more interesting and diversified lives than I do. After all, Niles West alone gives you a great deal of opportunities to get involved and succeed. Not only that, the community seems to be very supportive of all of you. However, I hope to bedazzle you, or at the very least inform you, with a little bit of information about myself. When I was younger, I would spend a great deal of time playing sports such as basketball, football, baseball, badminton, and golf with my friends. We were a very rascally bunch. As I grew older, I continued to do these things, but I became really interested in the intellectual side of things as well. I began studying sports strategies and attempted to find a way to win the game every time. I sometimes still play sports, but I have not had a lot of time recently to play. Moving on from all these mushy facts about my childhood, let's discuss high school. While in high school, I was very involved. I played snare drum, bass drum, marimba, vibraphone, drum set, timpani, quince, as well as a copious amount of other instruments in my high school marching band, pep band, and concert band. Since I come from a small school, it was easy for me to be involved with all of them, as many of the members crossed over. I helped out the percussion sections of high school bands all through college by writing cadences, warm-ups, and show parts, giving lessons, working with sections of the drumline, and working with the band as a whole to make sure the drumline complemented the other sections, as drummers tend to go a little crazy and play too loud. I was also involved in many drama events in high school, but my favorite drama event was group interpretation. With the prestige of the fine arts department at this school, I am surprised that we do not have a team. In college, I also assistant directed group interpretation. Now, you may be thinking, jeepers, Mr. Metzler, with all this extra work you did in college, did you ever go to class? And the answer is, yes. Of course I went to class. That's a silly question. But it was necessary to balance my schedule in order to ensure success at the college level. Oh, wow. I guess I've never talked about going to college in the college admission process, as I'm sure you're all dying to hear about that. During my junior year, I began looking at colleges. I did not really know where I wanted to go or even what I wanted to do my junior year. My senior year was when I took my first physics class. There was the only one at my school, again, small school, and I absolutely loved it. That's when I decided physics was what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. Such explanation for the world around us and why it happens and how it happens is astounding to me. Early on, I decided to go with aeronautical engineering or mechanical engineering. I was accepted to U of I into the engineering program, but decided not to go. I visited U of I and ISU, mainly because ISU was looking to give me a scholarship, and I absolutely loved ISU. I knew immediately it was the right place for me. I'm sure you've all heard that, and I hope you all feel the same way when you make your post-high school decision. During college, I met a beautiful woman that I ended up marrying in 2009. We have been happily married since, and have also taken in two dogs, Bailey and Apollo. Bailey was born in a shelter and is a 50-pound unknown breed. Apollo was taken in after my wife's sister got a divorce and could no longer have her dog. He is an 11-year-old St. Bernard, and he loves attention. Oh man, look at that. I sure do talk a lot. That wasn't hard at all. I suppose I should be wrapping up. In the future, I hope to travel a great deal and visit the architectural and nature-created wonders of the world. Along with that, I hope to indulge myself with the knowledge of different cultures. If you know something about a different culture, as I'm sure many of you do, please feel free to share it with me. I am always looking to learn something new. That's it for me. I'm looking forward to working with all of you. I know we'll have a great year, and if we work hard and stay positive, you will enjoy the world of physics.